This course is proving to be much more interesting than I imagined it would be, Gareth.
Yes, it really makes you sit up and think because there's so much more to it than just architecture.
From the first day I was engrossed in it, do you remember at the beginning we were asked to model a city that would accommodate 1 million people? We were told to work out what infrastructure, housing and shopping facilities we'd include, and then keep that original model on our laptop. That was fun, but changing it as we're going through the course and making improvements has been even more enjoyable. We've saved every version so we can see how it's changed as we've learned something new.
Yes, you can easily see what you under- or overestimated would be needed. And it's amazing to think that the main idea of our city is to build up as high as possible. I didn't really consider so many skyscrapers, but it's obviously the way of the future with so many people moving to cities now.
It never entered my head that skyscrapers could be connected by sky bridges and corridors, served by elevated transport systems. And what about high-rise parks and gardens? Oh, fantastic ideas!
And let's not forget going underground. I was surprised to learn that we'll have to make more use of the space beneath our feet. Showing us the example of Singapore, where there are already shopping centres with floors that go down several stories below street level, was a real eye-opener.
All the modules on this course have captured everyone's attention. I did History of Architecture and Design at school, and this course encompasses these and more.
Yes, and other topics such as architects having to take into account economy of scale and how they achieve it, for example, by using low-energy innovations.
Those ideas particularly drew my attention. I love the notion of using ice batteries. Whoever thought up the idea of using cheap electricity at night to freeze water in the basement and then let it melt during the day to cool the air in the building was extremely imaginative.
That building, what was it called? Ah, yes, the Bank of America Tower, apart from the ice batteries, was built mainly from recycled material. It also stores rainwater to recycle and conserves water using other means. I'm looking forward to going to New York to see it, though I suppose by the time we get there it will have been superseded by another building that's taller and even more innovative.
True. And don't you think money must play a huge part? You can't just spend a fortune designing a building to suit your own ideals. After all, the owner will want to sell or rent the flats, retail space or whatever, and make a profit. Therefore, there must be a budget which would impose some limitations.
Absolutely. So, have you decided what your project will be about? I bet it's going to be along the lines of how people will move around, as well as live and relax in their ivory towers in the sky.
How did you guess? Joking aside, I'm considering focusing on how to improve escape routes in the event of some sort of disaster, coupled with designing something that can house thousands of people, but is constructed so that no one feels overcrowded or cramped.
Sounds good. I'm going to concentrate on solar power, not just from the point of optimizing solar energy for heating, more from the penetration of the sun into the building so that everyone gets enough light in their home. Also, so the sun is not blocked out in the gardens, walkways or parks that you mentioned earlier. Taller buildings also shouldn't block out the sun on other shorter buildings.
Good luck with it.